Welcome to the audio selections from the January 2007 issue of the Phi Delta Kappan, the fifth issue in Volume 88. I'm Bob Cole, former editor of the Kappan. We are providing PDK members and Kappan subscribers with these recorded articles, which can be downloaded in audio format for later listening while commuting, while exercising, or whenever it's impossible or inconvenient to read the printed magazine. This month's audio Kappan features three selections, all dealing with doing school differently. We begin with A Bronx Tale by N. Jerry House, president and CEO of the Institute for Student Achievement, who tells the story of two large urban high schools that opened the door to radical reform and have achieved remarkable turnarounds. Then Selma Wasserman, longtime observer of the education scene, in an article titled Dare to Be Different, shares the story of a Vancouver, British Columbia school that successfully stuck to its student-centered practice despite the increasing demands of accountability. Finally, Steve Trowbridge, in Educational Rituals, Questioning How We Educate Children, asks educators to examine the regularities of schooling that we've grown so accustomed to that we no longer notice them. The print version of the January 2007 Kappan also features Frederick Hess of the American Enterprise Institute and Andrew Rotherham of Education Sector, who look through a historical lens to examine the built-in tensions between the competitiveness agenda and No Child Left Behind's focus on equity, in an article titled NCLB and the Competitiveness Agenda, Happy Collaboration or a Collision Course. And finally, veteran education writer and Kappan columnist Ann Lewis gives her first-person account of a panel on NCLB that took place at PDK's recent Summit on Public Education.